Many of you are also members of the Institute. For that, thank you. If you're not, please consider joining JMI. There are a whole bunch of materials as you walk out this back door. And once again, thank you all for being here.
It's a room full of round tables and men and women in dark suits. The James Madison Institute, a free market think tank, is putting on a luncheon to talk about one of its top issues, business regulation.
You see elected officials come into office and trying to dereg, which by and large we at the James Madison Institute would agree with.
JMI President Bob McClure likened state business regulation to a pendulum. Take when Governor Rick Scott first took office. He abolished the state's growth management agency and, in doing so, managed to scale back numerous regulations placed on local governments in areas like zoning. But on the other side of the pendulum are industries that fight deregulation. Claudia Edenfield is an attorney with the Institute for Justice. It's a libertarian-leaning nonprofit law firm specializing in economics and private property.
And it is important not to deregulate whole cloth, but to really enact health and safety regulations that will benefit the public instead of regulations that are simply designed to and simply have the effect of shutting people out and preventing competition for the people who are already in business.
Edenfield, along with the James Madison Institute, have released a study they call the Dirty Dozen, a list of 12 professions they say could use a regulation trim. That list includes auctioneers, travel agents, funeral directors, household movers, and interior designers, cosmetologists, and barbers.
What the government should be trying to do is legislating for health and safety reasons and not for protecting people from things they don't need protecting from, like bad haircuts.
Edenfield argues industries should self-regulate, but some industries don't want to be deregulated. And not everyone believes it's in the state nor the consumer's best interest to roll back training requirements.
What we study in cosmetology, we study from bacteriology, not transfer, teaching students how not to transfer certain diseases, how to keep bacteria down in their salons, because we all know that germs reside in wet places. They also
Renee Rollins runs World Class Academy Beauty School and Salon on the south side of Tallahassee. She's a member of the Florida Association of Post-Secondary Schools, licensed to do business in the state, and has been a cosmetologist for more than 30 years. She takes her job seriously and says getting licensed in Florida is more than just being able to do hair. It's knowing what's going on with a client.
So you have to be familiar with how that disease looks. You know, if a person had piteous psoriasis of the scalp, you know, that's a bad, dangerous problem. You can't just go into a person's head with no knowledge of that, because you can pass that on to yourself as well as someone else.
You know, even me, it's the first time ever I'm doing my hair in Tallahassee.
Miami Democratic Representative Daphne Campbell is sitting under a hairdryer. It's Campbell's first time visiting Rollins' shop. She's in Tallahassee for the legislative session. Rollins says she doesn't want cosmetology students to lose training in professionalism and shop management, business basics that are taught in school. In 2011, the legislature tried and failed to deregulate several industries, including cosmetology and interior design. Campbell was among the lawmakers who voted against deregulation.
You know, to me, that bill was unnecessary, because there's no way you think I'm going to go to all cosmetologies and then I don't even know you have license.
This year, Florida lawmakers are faced with several industry regulation decisions. The state is looking to regulate the practice of telemedicine, for example, outlining rules for which doctors should be able to see patients remotely. It's considering removing a ban on 64-ounce bottles of beer, called growlers, something that would benefit small breweries and is opposed by large companies. To regulate or deregulate? That is the question only the legislature can answer in the final weeks of session. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.